Let's create an ARM template. The first thing you need is a schema, which is just the version of the ARM template you're using. You can usually just use the one I have on the screen, which you can copy from other templates. You also need a content version, which ARM ignores but lets you version your templates. You can specify runtime parameters and variables for avoiding code duplication, but we won't do any of that in this video. Every resource you create is going to have a type, a name, a location, and an API version. The type is of the form Microsoft.something/something. The first something is referred to as the resource provider. The second is the type within that resource provider. And in this case, we are just making a storage account to hold the OS disk of the VM we're going to be creating. We are going to specify that we want standard, locally redundant storage, and then we are done with the storage account definition. All virtual machines in ARM need to be inside of a virtual network, so we're going to make one of those now. You'll notice again we're using the type, name, location, API version. And we're going to give this virtual network an address space of 10.0.0.0.16, and we're going to make one subnet inside of it that's using the address prefix 10.0.0.0.24. Next, we're going to make a public IP address, and we are going to make it dynamically allocated, and we are going to specify a domain name label ninja that is going to be worked into the fully qualified domain name for that public IP. Now we are going to create a network interface, and this network interface is going to depend on the virtual network that we created and the public IP that we created. Specifying this depends on clause means that ARM will wait to create the network interface until both the public IP and the virtual network have been created. We are now going to specify a configuration for this NIC. We are going to specify that the private IP allocation method should be dynamic, and we are going to specify the ID of the public IP address and of the subnet that we want to reference. If we look closely, we can see that the value of the ID starts with a double quote and then an open square bracket. That means that whatever comes next is an ARM function, in this case the resource ID function. In the case of the public IP address, we just have to specify the ID with type public IP address and name ninjapip. But in the case of the subnet, we have to use the concat ARM function to concatenate /subnets/ninjasubnet to the end of the virtual network ID. And scrolling down, now we are going to start our virtual machine definition. It is going to depend on the storage account we made, the network interface we made, and that's it. We are going to give it a size of standard D1 V2. We are going to specify that its name is NinjaVM with a username me and password password. We are going to make an Ubuntu Server 1510 machine. And by specifying version latest, we are going to ensure that it has the latest patches. And we are going to specify the URI for the OS disk VHD. Note how the beginning of the URI starts with Ninja SA. That was what we called the storage account that we created earlier in this video. So we want to use that storage account, so that's where it ends up in the URI. This is followed by .blob.core.windows.net, which is followed by /VHDs/NinjaOSDisk.VHD. Now, you could have called this /my whatever/blah blah blah and .vhd, and that would have worked fine as well. That part is up to you. We then specify that we are creating from a generalized image as opposed to attaching a specialized image. We are going to use the resource ID function once again to specify which network interface this VM is going to use, the one we created earlier. And that's it for our resources. So we have closed the resources list that we started at the beginning of the video. And finally, you can also specify outputs of your template, but in this case, we are not going to output anything. And then we close the initial curly braces that we started this JSON object with. So now we can scroll back up, close this out, and try to deploy this template. The command takes the form Azure group create dash n, the name of the resource group that's going to hold our resources, dash d, the name of the deployment, dash l, which region it's going to be in, and then dash f to specify the name of the file we just created all these resources in. By the way, this command is using the Azure cross-platform CLI. You could also use PowerShell, Direct REST API, and a whole handful of SDKs in specific languages. So it looks like we've hit an error. It's complaining about an unexpected token semicolon, so I probably mistyped something. Let's open the template back up and see. Ah, yes, there's the extra semicolons. Let me delete that. Try deploying again, and this time it looks like it worked. Thanks for watching.